Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is Thursday, September 18th, and we're excited to have a special guest speaker on today, Paul Mark from the Grout Medic, which I'll get to here in just a moment. But first and foremost, I wanted to just introduce everybody to this call, those of you that may not have been on the call before. I wanted to just give you a real quick rundown of what we do. We every Thursday morning create a forum where people from the water treatment industry can get together and discuss issues from the water treatment industry, sales, and other concerns that we run into. We don't talk company. We don't talk product, but we do just talk water treatment industry. So please join us. I want to thank you all for being here live, as well as those listening to the recording. And with that, I'm going to introduce our guest speaker today. This is a gentleman, I mentioned him on a couple calls ago, but one of our MV pros, one of our territory managers, and I were out canvassing, and we stopped by a kitchen design company and asked the question that I've heard customers talk about iron, grout that's mixed with iron or water that has iron in it. I've heard about the iron leaching out of the grout, coming out of the grout. And I stopped in to ask them, how do we clean that? How do we get that out of there? And they really didn't know a lot, but the gentleman did give us the number of a company that they use called the Grout Medic. So I called them, played phone tag a little bit, and finally connected with our guest speaker today, Paul. And in talking with Paul for even 10 minutes, our conversation was much longer than that. In talking to him, I, after having been in this industry for nearly 16 years, it was incredible just how much I learned in talking to him and things that I haven't ever thought about. It's one of the things I really love about this industry. So I thought that he would be a perfect guest for this call, to open up the forum for you guys, to let you guys answer questions or ask questions. One of the things that Paul said, and I'll let him share this, is just how often he runs into water problems and the cleaners people use and how that exacerbates issues. So I hadn't really ever thought about a grout company and a water treatment company really being able to develop a solid relationship. It seems completely natural to me now. So with that in mind, I want to introduce Paul. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to introduce Paul Marks. We are going to, if right now I don't hear a lot of background noise, so I think we can probably leave it the way it is, but if we start to get a lot of background noise as people come on, then we're going to mute everybody, and once we mute everybody, you will be able to hit star 6 to unmute yourself should you have a question, but I think we're probably good. Can you guys hear any background noise?
I can't.
Okay, good.
No,
okay,
I think it's good.
All right, so Paul, the floor is all yours, and welcome, and thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the call this morning.
Thank you very much, Kelly. My name is Paul Marks. I'm the owner of the Grout Medic of Southeast Michigan. I've been doing this for about 6 years now. I have over, right now, probably 8,000 to 9,000 customers in that short six-year period, and I've probably inspected over 14,000 bathrooms. And then on top of that, of course, my company, that's what we do. So I've cleaned thousands and thousands, repaired, retiled, had companies in to replace enclosures because of all the etching, because of the water. So I've, in a short period of time, I can't believe I haven't made the link, because I come in there all the time, and usually there's already a water treatment system active. It's just not doing what they need. And you know, so you're looking at an average cost for my customers to come in, and I'm going to say 90% of my work, and I'm just one little grout medic who does not advertise, okay, that gets all this work, and I'm going to say 90% of my work is due to their water problems here in Michigan, or especially in southeast Michigan here. And you're looking at an average price of anywhere between $500 and $7,000 to $11,000 to have me into somebody's home to do all these repairs, whether it be replacing the etched, rusted-out, tannin-stained travertine, or having to come in and completely regrout their shower because of the chemicals that they've used, which have to be acids to remove the rust. But since all of my grout contains lime, over a period of time, they remove all the lime out of the grout. There's no lime left in the grout. It mold and mildews, or it is completely removed. So all of this goes hand in hand, and yet after I'm done, you know, I've never asked the question or never worried about it really. Have you done anything about your water now that you just wrote a check for $7,000 for me to just replace that, you know, rusted out enclosure, the shower pan, the fiberglass shower pan that's red, that can easily be cleaned out. I can tell you guys what chemicals to use to easily clean those things out. But and then prior to that, before I did this, I worked 18 years with IBM and different companies as a project manager and a sales liaison, warehousing and logistics, financial. I did this to help to stay at home so I could raise my two kids with my wife, who was a chief marketing officer at a multi-billion dollar international company prior to coming on with this. So that's my background. And so with all these thousands and thousands of customers that I have, and all I deal with is cleaning up in water and wet areas, whether it be kitchen sinks, countertops, especially bathrooms. That's where we need to focus. I have never once been approached by Kinetico, American Aqua, Culligan, or anything. Even I can't believe I've never been approached by Molly Maid, different things like that, on, Paul, what do I do with these bathrooms? They're ruined. I can't clean them. And so, you know, that's where I'm at, where my primary concerns as it deals with water, pure water problems, when I go out there to a customer, it's going to be the etching of glass and stone, primarily when they call me and I tell them, nothing I can do about your glass, it's got to be replaced. So you're looking right there. If you've got somebody that just installed a $6,000, you know, half-inch thick Euro glass, you know, they better have a nice water softener, or they better have it treated at the factory, which it seems like the glass guys never tell them, because it's going to eat that away and it's going to turn white. Then the same with their, you know, they haven't been told that they need to seal their stone in there every three to four months, or it's going to etch. It has to be cleaned and sealed, or it's going to etch, even with city water. My next problem, of course, is all the hard water stains on the fixtures, especially when it starts eating away at the aluminum down at the bottoms of the enclosures. You know, those make it to where, once again, I can't replace them because I can't put them back together, so they have to be replaced. There's another $700 or $800, you know, water damage issue. The rust and the tannic acid on the tiles, you know, I'll go in there and clean them off, actually scrape the soap scum off and pumice stone each individual ceramic tile or porcelain tile to get those clean. But that's just, I can only do that so many times, and if they don't have the proper water softener, it's going to even come back quicker because I've actually, you know, probably taken off a little glaze and things like that. So without a treatment, it's just going to come back, and they're not going to do it. And these are customers that call me back every 2 to 3 years to clean their bathrooms. I have customers that call me back every year. The next thing we kind of briefly went over was the types of cleaners that they start using, the customers using their bathroom, trying to clean their bathrooms. And this is where they run into, because everything they use from the works, we got to keep them away from that, to Barkeeper's Friend, which is a great cleaner. That's what we can go through cleaners later, to even using CLR, calcium lime and rust remover. Well, that's removing the rust, helping them with that, but my grout is full of lime, so they're also removing that. So there's ways they have to be taught to neutralize it after they clean it, you know, and things like this. But this is all information that could easily be passed on with the water softening company to the customer, okay? And then after you come in to do it, you should be telling them who to go to clean this, which is then we come into the impossible part, because there's not many people out there that do what I do. Not even all grout medics do what I do, because they don't have the same problems that I do. Like if you're down in Florida, they're not having the hard water issues in Pensacola that we would have in South Lyon. So it'd be a different issue. We'd have to deal with more of a that snot that comes out of there because of their hot water pipes. But it, you know, there's plenty of room here to build a real neat tie-in between all these water companies, because we're all doing the same thing, but we're never finishing the deal. You know, I'm never finishing the deal because I'm telling them how to take care of it and how to clean it up, but I don't know how to tell them to stop it, you know, stop it from happening. And that's where I need to say, you know, you guys, I know you have a water softener, but it's not working right, or it's old or something. But I don't know that, so I'm not going to stick my finger in that, but maybe it's time that the industries come together, and maybe that's something that we need to be sticking our finger in, because it's a huge, not every grout med runs like I do, but there's a lot of people in the industry, whether it be tile guys or and everything else, that we should be working hand in hand. Because if I go in and install an $11,000 shower with, you know, $27 a square foot, you know, honed porcelain, you know, I think that customer wouldn't have a problem at all having their water softener system checked, if not changed out, in order to, you know, maintain and their investment, you know. And that's what we're doing, is maintaining that investment. If you got poor water, this thing's going downhill quick. As in mixing it with the water, the majority of your good tilers aren't using water anymore. They're using all admixes and things like that. Usually when I ever encounter a rust in a tile, it's usually when it's up on a slate or something like that that's on the wall, and these slates will contain iron. And if that cut is exposed to the grout, we'll get that iron bleed into the grout. Nothing you can do about it. But other than that, I've really never encountered an iron issue mixing it up, because I don't use the water in my grout. I use an admix. But there's plenty of other, you know, room for all of us to get together and doing this, because I got people that are spending, you know, $500,000-$600,000 a year with a little, you know, three-man company just to clean their bathrooms up because of hard water. And that's kind of where I'm at. And if anybody has any questions about what I do, how we can get together and things like that, I'm more than happy to answer any questions.
Well, I wanted to mention one of the things, this is Kelly, one of the things that when you and I first talked, you said something. Often on this call, we talk about how do we develop relationships with people. You know, how do we approach them? What do we say when we go to them? And I don't know if you recall, but when you and I first talked, you said that you've had other people that have wanted your list. You know, that know that you're in the house, and they come to you, and they all come to you, and they tell you, you know, they tell you how much they can do for you, and it's almost, it's obvious as a sales, a kind of a sales pitch for you on how much they can help you right away. You recall what you told me was different about the approach that I made, and do you have anything that you can speak to as far as if a water treatment company had come to you and asked for, you know, what's the best way to approach somebody that does what you do, or really anybody, but what's the best way to approach you?
To approach me as a business owner, are we talking about a business to business transaction here?
Yeah, no, we're talking as a relationship. So, you know, so these guys, we've got people on the call, and I don't know, several have come on, but from all over the country here, you know, if they wanted to develop a relationship, let's say they looked in the Yellow Pages or whatever, I think anybody do Yellow Pages anymore, they Googled and found the local grout medic or a local guy, and I appreciate what you're saying, that not everybody is like you are, but how would they approach them? You know, how, if somebody had come to you before I got in touch with you, what would have turned you off and made you not want to do, you know, to build a relationship with them, and what would have impressed you and made you interested in building a relationship with them?
The first thing would be is you guys have all the knowledge about water, okay? And that's what I went into it a little bit just to help me have to clean up the mess that I have to deal with. So I only dig into it so deep. I don't care what it has to do with, you know, how it deals with cleaners and different things. I'm going in there with acids, 300 degrees, things like that. The bathroom's usually already destroyed, and I got to clean it up and fix it. To come in to somebody like me, it would be an easy thing, because for me, all I want is knowledge. If you can come in and make my life easier and make my customers' lives easier, that's all I need to hear, and then we're done. But it has to be, for me, it has nothing to do with arsenic and, the sulfur smell and a little bit of rust down in the sink, okay? Mine has to do with, okay, now what can we do about the, I just did $3,000 worth of repair and three bathrooms for this customer. How can we keep this from happening again, period? And see if I can then be at least somewhat knowledgeable to direct that person to the person that needs to go in and do this work. I'm not going to go down and look at their water softeners. I've done it before. Make sure they're cycling. I shouldn't have to get into that. And I don't know if there's some type of voodoo that these people think that once they have a water softener put in, maybe it's right, that they never have to check it. I've been down and looked at ones that I think are, you know, ready for the museum. You know, I don't even see how they work. I go, how much salt are you going through? And they'll go, oh, we put 3 or 4 bags, you know, every weekend. And I know that can't be right because I don't. So with all these professionals out there that are dealing with it, what you guys need to go to is I'm serious, is a heart attack is like Molly Maid. All these people that are in these bathrooms. And if I sent you pictures, here's the other thing that I just quickly on a few of the websites that I was out to, you showed no rusty bathrooms, no rust down the walls, no white enclosures that are just etched. You know, those are, you're showing sinks. That's a $300 sink, $200 to have it installed. I'm looking at an etched, you know, $4,000 enclosure, you know, $3,000 worth of Carrera on the wall, not to mention the $600 to install the enclosure and the $4,500 to install the new Carrera on their shower. This is where we got to start hitting them is more of a, which you guys do with the preventive stuff, with the clothing and things like that. I don't hear a lot of that from my customers. You know, I go in and I see ruined bathrooms. I mean, bad. And that's where we got to do it. And so you guys need to be out there with the people that are in the bathrooms, whether it be every single tile company out there, every single, it doesn't have to be a grout medic. There's the grout doctor. There's the grout master, there's the grout medic, there's the grout guys, there's grout companies everywhere. But you really want to do is you want to vet them and make sure that these guys, because you're not going to need it worldwide because not everybody are countrywide, because not everybody might have the same issues as we have here. But these guys deal with it every single day, and those are the ones that you could use as a selling tool. You know, my gosh, half these guys, if you probably gave them $10 to, you know, to mention, it would be a great lead. Like me, I do, you know, that's, for me, 1,500 customers a year, that'd be 1,500 leads. I don't know if they have water softeners or not. And you multiply that by how many grout guys, you know, I think just by looking at it, I don't know your industry and I wouldn't have to do it, but we're trying to wait for the customer to come to us. I need that. You need to have us, all these other people that are doing all these repairs, directing the customer to you, because it's too hard. It looks like to me to have the customer come out. I'm just looking at it as purely as a consumer. Okay, with my water, I get a little smell. I can live with it. You know, it comes every now and then. Is it my hot water heater? Is it my cold water? It's not coming out of my cold water. So, you know, it's a. But I get the rust up there, but I squeegee my shower every day. I can give you guys so much information that you could pass on to your customers also that just makes you that much better after you've done this. Let's say that it's a new home and you've installed the water softener in there. Now let's go up there and tell them how they're going to maintain their tile and their grout with neutral cleaners and how you're going to squeegee every day. And what happens when your softener cycles and it runs through, you know, and what do I do if I get a little rust on my fiberglass shower pan? What kind of chemical can I use to get it off? And how do I work with, you know, grout and tile? What can I do to, now that we put the water softener in, what do I do now to clean my bathroom that caused all that? You know, who do I go to? Where can you, you know, push me to? Doing this more of a full service and a full cycle is I think what needs to be done, you know. So that's what I got as a consumer. I just don't feel any urgency because I know the customer knows that the water caused it, okay, but they don't know to call you back because they currently have a water softener, and that's what I'm seeing. They think they've done all they can do.
What question does anybody else have for Paul? I think this is a prime opportunity, and Paul, again, I thank you so much for being here. What you're saying is I'm sitting here giddy because it's what I say every week to these guys, and to hear somebody from another industry say it is awesome. But what questions does everybody else have? Does anybody else have on the call for Paul? This is a prime opportunity, and please feel free to ask anything that you want to know.
Hey, Kelly, it's Brenda. Can you talk a little bit more about what's an example of a neutral cleaner? I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, a neutral cleaner. What I give out to my customers is a sample product, a neutral cleaner. If you took Simple Green and you diluted it 10 to 1, you've relatively got a pH neutral type cleaner that won't start removing sealants and different things like that from the water. It's not going to do anything for somebody's dirty shower, but what it does is after I clean it and after I've put solvent-based sealants and everything's dry on there, a neutral cleaner will keep a bleach. If they go in there to try to use a bleach to start removing soaps, mold and mildew, what that does is immediately starts diluting the sealants that are in the grout, which allows the water to start holding in there, which allows more mold and mildew because you've removed my sealants. When they start using their acidic cleaners, like we talked about. So any of your stone cleaners are neutral. You know, we just want a nice, you know, neutral type, pH neutral type cleaner as an everyday cleaner to go in there. The number one thing that a customer can do is squeegee their walls. It's the only place in the whole house that we leave wet, and people wonder why they have mold and mildew and all these problems in there. Everything else is self-contained that we have in here that drains water from our sinks to our bathtubs to the dishwasher and everything else. The shower is really the only place that we have that we're relying on somebody to build a facility that's going to drain the water properly, okay? But it's up to the consumer to keep it dry. If it's dry, you're not going to have mold and mildew. If you squeegee it, you're going to remove the hard water and the soaps and the oils from the tile. You're going to break the water tension on the horizontal grout lines, and everything's going to dry out in 2 to 3 minutes, and your shower will look like mine, and mine's 21 years old and looks like the day it was installed. But and it's real easy, but these are things that can easily be relayed to the customer, especially a new customer that doesn't have anything wrong with their fixtures. When you come in and you give them a nice thing, here's how you're going to take care of your stuff. And if they say, oh, well, I have a water softener, why do I have to worry about that? Well, here's why, because we have to take care of these bathrooms. And if they go straight to these harsh cleaners like the Lysols and all that, you're removing all this expensive stuff that I have in the grout and all the new technologies that are in the grouts today that allow them to be mold and mildew proof and all that kind of stuff. There's different chemicals, too, called concrobium that you can use instead of bleaches to kill the mold and mildew. Concrobium is a mold and mildew control, so it'll actually work its way into the grout and work as an inhibitor for corners and things like that. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways that we can save the customer money and keep their place clean. But even after you install a new one, if they squeegee the walls, what you can tell them, you know how it works. The soap attaches to the water, and then the soap attaches to the dirt, so the water doesn't attach to the dirt. While all that's active up on the wall, it's all attached. So if you squeegee it, you're taking the dirts, the oils, the soaps, everything, the hard water, and you're removing it to the shower pan. So our walls remain, you know, nice and clean. So that's the reason for still squeegeeing, even if you do have the perfect water softener in there. If you do, you're not going to have to clean that shower. We don't have our cleaning ladies even clean our shower because it's squeegeed daily, and there is no soaps or residuals left on our walls. It's actually dry all the time.
Can you repeat what some of the harshest chemicals are that you've come across that you don't necessarily recommend?
The ones I don't recommend, any type of the works is the worst. W-O-R-K-S. It is almost like the grout will actually start bubbling upon putting it on there. There's so much acid in it. It's great for removing rust and soap scum, but a lot of times for soap scum, just wait until everything dries and using a 4-inch scraper blade if it's a ceramic or a porcelain, and you can just, you're better off just scraping it off. So the works is the worst. Any type of stuff, like, I know you've heard of like the daily rains and stuff like that, but I think it's the scrubbing bubbles in the Lysol version of the one that people hang up on their diverter. Those contain acids. Anything that says it removes soap scum is probably going to contain an acid. The worst that are out there are the ones that they squirt during the day and nobody can rinse them off the walls. That removes the grout. I've done that product alone is good for 100 regrouts a year for me, and so at about $600 a regrout. So it's good for about $60,000 a year, that one product by scrubbing bubbles and Lysol that just sprays on the shower walls that hangs from the shower head up there. There should be a class action lawsuit against those. So really, anything that contains acid is usually bad unless they neutralize it when they put it on. It's great for cleaning the tile, ceramic tile and porcelain, but it's horrible on any type of grout unless it's an epoxy grout.
So you know that, they put a warning on the bottles about that, you know, in the fine print. I've never actually read that, but do they talk about that possibility in the fine print
nope.
on the bottle?
Nope.
You know?
Nope. They don't even. They just say it's the best thing in the world to use, and it's actually the worst.
Wow.
And another one too that you guys for any of your fiberglass, remember this cleaner, Barkeeper's Friend. Okay. It's great for, it will not scratch stainless steel. It will not scratch fiberglass. It is made for cleaning porcelain, and it is made for cleaning ceramic. It contains 10% oxalic acid, which is the best rust remover there is out there. So with just a little bit of elbow grease and a clean cloth, I can usually turn a red fiberglass shower pan into something that is, I never say new because they're old, but to as new as I possibly can. So any type of little rust that's on sinks and stuff like that, removing hard water stains from your stainless steel. So it comes in both a liquid and a powdered form. I always use the powdered form. Tilers have been using this for 100 years. I can actually, on some tile, I can take a razor blade and I can scratch it. So you'll always see these scratches where these things hang on diverter heads. You can get some Barkeeper's Friend and it'll take those metallic scratches right off the tile with your finger.
Perfect. Any other questions? We have about 2 minutes left here. Any other questions for Paul?
And you were talking about the cleaners that are acidic. Are there any keywords or anything on the label that you should look for when you're reading a label that would indicate?
I'm sorry for interrupting, but if you go to the part where it says don't mix with like bleach and stuff like that, it usually says that down there, don't mix with other cleaners like bleach or alkaline type cleaners. That tells you instantly that it's got an acidic something in it. Mm-hmm. Don't induce vomiting. That would tell you it doesn't want you to regurgitate the acid. I know that's gross, but that's kind of
it's standard. No, it's true. Yeah.
You know, so you'll see that, but it's those are the bad part about it is those are what gives the customers the instant results, but what they don't see is they don't see the long-term damage. Because once it gets into the grout, it's eating away the lime, and if they don't neutralize it, it eats it away constantly. The next cleaning, keep going. Next thing I know, they have no grout, then they have water behind the tiles. And all that is caused by hard water or our rust, whatever we want to – whatever mineral that's in there is always causing us problems.
Paul, do you feel comfortable giving – if anybody has any questions, do you feel comfortable giving contact information here? And would you mind if I gave contact information on the website?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to talk to people.
Okay. Do you want to?
I don't know if I can handle. You know, I don't know how this would work if I could handle it all day long while I'm driving.
Like
but
1,000 calls. I mean, unfortunately, as with any business, you have the industry and then you have the professionals. You have the people that really want to learn and grow and be professional about what they do. And I,
I wish it were a greater percentage. It's my goal that it's a greater percentage, but in my experience, the people that are really interested in learning and growing and serving their customers is a small percentage of any industry, and the rest of them, it's just a job. So I wouldn't expect that you're going to get bombarded with calls. But if anybody did have a follow-up question, do you want me to just put your contact email information on the? I can put your email.
Yeah, that'd be
website.
Perfect. That'd be perfect. You could do that, and then I'll keep an eye on that, and then I can give them a buzz back if they leave me their contact information.
Yeah.
I'll just give
sure.
them a call.
Kelly, can sure. I ask one more question, quick?
Of course.
Is there any particular websites that talk about tile maintaining that you use yourself and giving a customer that wants to go on and do some research or see it in print somewhere?
Oh, yeah. There's some forums out there that are – you know, here's the thing, though. I would never send a customer out to these. It'll be so overwhelming that it won't matter because these are professional forums. These are things that there is no reason that you guys are – these are water treatment professionals. You already know all the answers. I'm telling you. You just need to put it all together. You have all the answers. You don't need to send anybody to anywhere. You know, you guys are the professionals I need to do my job better. And you don't need me to do your job better. I need you so I can do my job better, so my customers will be happy. So somehow you guys are missing the bus, not me, because if I'm not meaning to be mean here, but if my stuff keeps getting rusty year after year, I'm fine. I'll go back and clean it year after year. But that's not my goal. My goal is not to come back for the same project. And so this is where I need you guys. So I really, you know, when you sit, okay, what kind of chemical can you do? And I'm going, well, no, I don't want to use any chemicals. I want you to get my customers' water right so I don't have to worry about all this and have to answer all these questions on how to remove, you know, this kind
yeah.
of stuff.
What about just not necessarily forums, but just a website that you would recommend that is designed for the public, Paul, that, you know, would that a customer could look at?
I've looked so hard. I've went out to ask, you know, to what are those other ones? All those, they give you all the wrong information because you've got the general public putting out, you know, recipes for cleaning things like Ask How, all these other different, you know, places. You know, there's no real, and if you go out there, they're telling you the wrong thing. They're telling you to use bleaches. They're saying the works. They're saying all this kind of stuff. There is, and if you go out to the professional forums, they're going to laugh at that, saying these are the guys that keep us in business.
Yeah.
And so really what it comes down to is you guys have all the answers. If you sat down with me and I gave you all my problems, you're all going to direct it right back to water.
Yeah.
If I had nice fresh water running off those walls, I wouldn't have these issues. You know, so I can actually come to you and go, you know, here I'm having a problem, please help me. And so that's how close I think these two industries are right now. And we're just now connecting everybody knew it, but what's the easy way to do it? How do we plug the female end into the male end and make it one unit is going to be I don't think it's going to be very tricky.
Yes. Paul, you got to wrap it up here, but I wanted to say, again, thank you very much. It's great information. It's a great call. I'm thrilled that you took the time to join us today, I really, really do appreciate it. I will be in touch with you over the next – I'm in Minnesota right now, but I'll be in touch with
okay.
you over the next couple of days for that lunch. And everybody else, thank you very much for joining us. I do want to mention that in 6 weeks, I'm going to give you a specific date, but in 6 weeks we are going to start a member exclusive only class studying my book. So for members of MotoVitality.com only, we will be going through and doing, I believe, a 4-week webinar study. So watch for that. We'll send out information on that. But everybody else have a great weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week, if not sooner. Thanks, Paul.
Have a great day.
And everybody else.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
As a proud